The center was founded in 2018 to be a catalyst for political and social change across Africa, particularly by helping unleash our most abundant latent power, which is women. The center also runs an amazing flagship program, which is called the Amuje Initiative. And this Amuje Initiative, to me, has been an amazing experience, because it gave me the unique opportunity to get access to experienced African women who, for most of them, broke the glass ceiling in their own field. And, you know, I've been also a glass ceiling breaker myself, because in 2016, I was appointed the first female finance minister.
Is the center an academic program, say, connected with a particular university or college?
So the program is not directly connected with a particular university, but it does have a strong connection with different other initiatives. Like this year, we should have had, for instance, meetings at the Bellagio Center in Italy, but due to the COVID-19, this has not happened. But what it does in particular, what I think is most important, is that it connects us with African leaders. For instance, we've had amazing discussions with President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf herself, also with President Joyce Banda, with President Samba Panza, and also we've had discussions with prominent women working for international institutions, whether it's the IMF, or in the UN, those women who've also had to go through their own journey, and we can really share and also build upon their experience and try also to navigate the intricacies of being women in leadership positions in the public sector.
So who can apply, and what are some of the qualifications for applicants?
Actually, you know, the applications for the 2021 program are open until the 30th of September, which is Wednesday. Applicants should be African women, you know, that are aspiring or already going through their journeys in the public sector and who wish to occupy higher positions in leadership in the public sector. So they should have quite excellent credentials and really, you know, have, a clear idea of what they would like to achieve. These are some of the criteria that the center is looking for these applicants.
Say I am a young African woman living in the United States. Am I qualified to apply?
I wouldn't like to tell you wrong elements, but I think that African women need to be resident in Africa, actually.
So how would this program be funded?
This program gets funding from various donors. Some of them are institutional donors and also individual.
Thank you, Ms. Kaba, for speaking with us on Daybreak Africa. We do appreciate very much.
Thank you for having me, James.